This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top stories on KRDO News Radio. There is a high wind watch that is already in effect for Wednesday morning this week through Wednesday evening. This is from the National Weather Service. They're expecting southwest winds blowing from 35 to 45 miles per hour, and in some areas, including Colorado Springs, could see gusts up to 70 miles per hour. The southeast plains of Colorado also under the gun as well. From Wednesday morning through Wednesday evening, we'll continue to track this storm system as it moves into Colorado. Speaking of tracking, a new map is tracking and sharing voter turnout in Colorado Springs. The feature is on the city clerk's website. It shows an interactive map that tracks voter turnout at the city council district level and the precinct level. The website is updated daily as ballots are counted and collected from the post office and drop boxes from around the city. More than 9,200 votes. The voters in Colorado Springs make that 9,200 have returned their ballots for the April 4th city election. That's about 3% voter turnout so far for the first week of voting. El Paso County will pay $25,000 to an inmate held at the El Paso County Jail after he posted bond in 2017. The ACLU of Colorado announced Friday that the county had settled a legal claim by Saul Cisneros. Cisneros was arrested more than 5 years ago and was supposed to be released after his daughter posted a $2,000 bond, but he was held by the sheriff's office for an additional 4 months after the immigration detainer was requested by ICE. Cisneros sued for false imprisonment, and the case was appealed several times before being settled last week. The White House is urging China's president to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Because China, quite frankly, we believe, should hear directly from the Ukrainians and not just from the Russians.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the U.S. is hoping Chinese President Xi Jinping will press Russian President Vladimir Putin to halt the war in Ukraine and withdraw his troops. Attorneys say that they're ready to get started with the trial of the man accused of killing a 17-year-old woman at a Colorado Springs drugstore last year. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has that story.
Prosecutors and defense attorneys said Friday that they will be ready to proceed when the trial of Joshua Johnson begins on May 8th. An attorney representing Johnson withdrew a request to suppress DNA evidence in the case during the hearing, saying he understood the prosecution will not be using it at trial. Johnson is accused of killing Riley Whitlaw in the break room of a Walgreens store last June. He's been charged with first-degree murder in her death. Bart Bedsell, KRDO News Radio.
The Colorado Springs Police Department investigating a weekend shooting that left two people injured. Officials were called to the New Havana Bar and Grill on Academy Place after the shooting was reported early Saturday. The two shooting victims were taken to the hospital and were expected to recover. Police say they suspect that the shooter was a patron at the bar who was involved in a disturbance before the shots were fired. No arrests have been announced. Papa John's is accused of violating the Americans with Disabilities Act after it fired a blind man before he could even start work. The EEOC says the man was hired at the location in Athens, Georgia, and told it would be no problem if his service dog came in and worked with him. However, the pizza chain later determined that the man's employment was going to be terminated after he filed the official paperwork. According to the EEOC, a committee later determined the service animal would pose a health and safety risk at that restaurant. And finally, a Virginia-based company lets people rent sheep to mow their lawns. The owner of Lamb Mowers Fairfax recently appeared on Fox News, Tucker Carlson Tonight, to explain how his sheep helped homeowners address their lawn care needs in an environmentally friendly way. Chief Shepherd said the flock gets rid of weeds while putting nutrients back into the soil. The company's mission is to conserve soil and water resources for generations to come.
Through this evening, temperatures will be down to the 20s and 30s overnight tonight with partly cloudy skies. Do look for a few snow showers across the high country as we move through early Tuesday. Otherwise, we'll be looking at partly sunny skies along and east of I-25 for the afternoon with highs steady in the 40s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.